It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations. Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success.
I want you dripping in the nectar of your own congruence. I want you to melt into the divine orchestra where you get to conduct orchestrate a melody that is completely channeled, dictated by the divine. Each melody is broken down into notes. Each note strings together a beautiful melody. When we melt into the embrace and the arms of the divine, we find parts of ourselves that we'd forgotten. It's really not until we get out of our own way that we can really begin to live our sole purpose, to be drenched in the nectar of our own congruence. There is a depth in our journey of love. You know, we want to blame the partner, we want to blame the pain, we want to blame the past, we want to blame all the reasons why things aren't going the way we want them to. And the truth is, it's our relationship with who we are. It's us not listening to our truth. Because when we bow down at the seat of our soul, and we listen to the hum, to our truth, and we follow and melt into the aliveness of what is available to us, the depth of love that we feel when we give ourselves over to the divine, knowing that we are dancing to this melody. We are co-creating with the divine as we begin to understand that pain travels throughout time, throughout our lineage. And there's one person who will wake up in the lineage and know that they're the person that's responsible. For changing, altering that pain that's traveling throughout the lineage. Is it you? Is it you who feels like it's a non-negotiable that we create a different future for our children and their children, for all the generations to follow? When we melt into this knowing that it is our divine responsibility, and we've known it our whole entire lives, and yet there's been shit that's thrown in our path that's kept us from this truth. And while we've been cleaning up this path as we go along, you come to a point where you recognize and we stop and we melt into who we are and remember that we were that person. We know we were destined to be the one to change this lineage. And the pain might be physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, but this pain has been torturous for generations. We felt it when we were in the womb. But I'm here to tell you this. It's time to stop. Until we stop and melt into the embrace of the divine and melt into ourselves to follow the yam, the aliveness, to conduct this melody, the divine orchestra, and the shit that's been thrown in our path doesn't even matter, because we come back to that podium, we come back to that step, we come back to surrendering, to bowing to the seat of our soul, knowing that we were the person destined to change the lineage for ourselves, for all those that came before us, and for all those that who will follow. It's a position of great responsibility, of leadership, of tenderness, of softness, of fierceness, gentleness, of sensual, somatic movement. We get to awaken into that part of ourselves that just knows. We have full permission to melt into all of who we are. We can be the vixen, the vamp, the whore, the bitch, the cunt. We can be whoever we choose to be, because We are responsible for rewriting the lineage of pain that we've experienced, that all those that came before us have experienced, but we will not pass it on. And if this is you, I urge you to join us inside Karma Soma, because this is exactly what we're going to do. And you will be dripping in the nectar of your own congruence, rewriting the karma in your body. We get to flip the switch and create a new reality right now. This is the first time that we will be journeying this. As I listen to the divine orchestra, to the seat of my soul, this was birthed from the divine, and I'm listening and I'm sharing it with you, and I hope that you will join us inside Karma Soma. You'll find the link in the show notes. Until then, from my cosmic heart to your cosmic heart, big, bold, beautiful love. I am Renee Main. This is The Hedonistic Way, and I will see you next time.